I'm John Starkey. I'm president of the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association.
John, first, would you just give us an overview of what U.S. Poultry and Egg is?
U.S. Poultry and Egg is the poultry industry trade organization that supports research, education, communication, and technical assistance. And most of our funds come from this exhibit hall right here. For 66 years, we have put on the International Poultry Expo here in Atlanta.
Well, very good. Now, you have a pretty good handle then on what the industry is like. So tell me a little bit about right now what the state of the poultry and egg industry is.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I think that on the broiler side, as I'm sure many have told you already, it's been a very positive year, which was sorely needed after a couple of very, very difficult years as a result of the price of grain due to ethanol. But it has been a better year in this current year. I think the turkey and egg folks would say it's been fair to middling. Pretty strong on the broiler side, fair to middling in the broiler in the turkey and layer sectors.
So the feed costs are your primary concern. So it has been 2013 was then a better year as far as feed costs are concerned.
It certainly was, and particularly post-harvest.
Yeah.
So amazing what a good harvest would do. But then again, another bad one, and we could be right back in the same boat in a very short order of time.
What are some of the important research projects that you have going that are important for producers?
I think two key ones we have right now going on is we're looking at the possibility and connection of systemic salmonella infections in birds. And in particular, how that may impact ground poultry production. A second one we have is one looking at making sure that we are maintaining bird comfort when we're transporting birds. So when it's a hot day out, when it's a cold day out, what are the transport conditions like? And, you know, two sides to that coin. Number one, we'd like to have some data to support our position that we do handle them in a very humane way. But if there are issues or problems, then we want to know what those are so we can address and attack those concerns, as our industry has always done.
So basically, food safety and animal care issues are your primary concerns?
Those are our hottest topics at the moment. Yeah. But, you know, of course, we at any given moment, we have things that go from disease through environmental management. But those are two focus areas we have right now.
Okay, well, we talked about the feed prices, which were an issue in 2012. But right now we have an issue for producers that is costing them more money, and that's a propane shortage that has increased prices. Why is that a big issue for poultry producers?
Well, particularly in the broiler and turkey sector, a lot of those houses are heated by propane. The majority are. We obviously have some that are on natural gas. But at the bitter cold weather we've had, not just in the upper Midwest, but throughout the poultry belt, if you will, has caused shortages. Obviously, providing for human populations is going to come first, as it should. So that means it's a very difficult for some folks to find gases and propane gas right now. And you hear anecdotal stories. I talked to a member in Indiana who was sending trucks to Texas, and gas that he had bought a few weeks ago at $1.09 he was going to Texas to pay $5 for. So, and you know that's in ag, we don't have that kind of margins built into our product. And so it is very difficult for the producer sector right now handling the price of propane.
So if it's not one thing, it's another thing. High feed costs or high energy costs.
Well, that's right. And certainly, as you know, I mean, most of our production is contract on the broiler and turkey sides. And we have growers who simply don't want to place birds because, you know, they know they're going to have those very, very high fuel costs. So trying to work through that. And obviously, companies are trying to work through that because they need a steady supply. But getting all those things together presents a challenge.
What are prices like right now?
For
broilers, for eggs. I mean, just the industry in general, what are prices like compared to a year ago?
Yeah, I think the margins and pricing is it's never where you want it, but it's and certainly come down on the broiler side, but still at a profitable level and less so. But there are certainly producers who are making money on the turkey and egg side.
So as far as your members are concerned, as you've talked to them here at the Expo, what is the mood? Optimistic for the going into 2014?
I think so, yes. I think cautiously optimistic. We'd like to get this cold weather out of the way and find some propane. And as always, what we've learned with ethanol is that you've got to watch every little bit of that corn forecast and see where it's going to go, because it can swing in a hurry, and obviously that's a huge impact on our industry.
All right. Thank you so much. Here at the IPPE in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.